Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, we have a couple of run, do not walks that we're going to drop your way. And I have a brisk walk. Don't run, but it's worth going to the theater for.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm going to make you go first because I'm going to need some time to break down what we watched over the weekend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start with my run, do not walk.
Okay.
And then I'll go to my brisk walk after that.
Okay.
My run, do not walk is an ESPN 30 by 30.
They're all great.
They are all great.
Yeah.
You're right. The 1985 Chicago Bears 30 by 30 on ESPN.
Okay.
Is worth the 2 hours.
Dang.
And 30 minutes.
All right.
That you will pour into it.
I thought those were normally short.
They are not. 2 hours and 30 minutes on the Chicago Bears 1985 Super Bowl run.
By the way, it dropped in 2016.
It was, well, I don't care when it dropped. It played yesterday on ESPN. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Okay.
What's your run, do not walk?
I am pretty sure that you and Sam are the only two people in America,
330 million people,
that did not watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix over the weekend.
We did not.
When you have the trailer, Sam, let me know.
Sam was too busy celebrating his birthday. Go ahead.
I can't even listen to that noise.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
There's a reason you're keeping her around, and maybe it's what she gives you.
Got really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together? So you're a comedian?
Sort of.
It's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Okay.
Whoa, that sounded angry.
It is a run, stop what you're doing, run, do not walk.
Baby Reindeer.
She calls him Baby Reindeer.
On Netflix.
It's a cross between Misery with Kathy Bates and something else I cannot get out of my head. All of my children have binged it. All of my friends have binged it. I'm going to warn you, you will start it. You will finish it that night. I don't care when you start it.
Is it a movie or a series?
There are six.
Okay.
You will not stop. You will not eat. You will not get up to go to the bathroom.
What?
It is a true story. And the man who plays the victim, the stalking victim, is the actual stalking victim. The actor who plays the stalking victim, Scott, is him. And I didn't find that out until I watched it.
So he's the real life guy.
He is the real life guy. It reached number one in 30 countries on Netflix overnight. I'm going to say that again. It reached number one in 30 countries when it debuted.
Well, if we're going to talk about number one, we went to see last night the number one movie in America, Civil War.
Okay.
It is shown through the lenses
okay.
of two photojournalists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would like it.
I think I would like it.
Yeah, right. It is a brisk walk. I was expecting a run, do not walk out of this movie.
You are poo-pooing my drop what you're doing with a brisk walk at a theater.
I am.
No, we're going back to Baby Reindeer, and here's why. The phones are ringing. Okay. Over 4.5 years, Scott, this bartender received 41,000 emails, 744 tweets, 106 pages of letters, and wait for it, 350 hours of voicemail messages from this woman.
Yeah, she's clearly got a problem.
And then if you're a man and you go into a police department and you try to say, like, look, this woman is emailing me. Let's just say the police did not drop everything to try to help him. And we'll leave it at that.
Is this British or American? It sounded British.
It is. But again, it's number one in the 30 countries where it's streaming. I cannot get it out of my head.
I will check it out tonight. I can't, because apparently we're playing pickleball.
Mm. She calls him Baby Reindeer. Now when I hear the word reindeer...
What do you mean she calls him Baby
that's
Reindeer?
That's what she calls him.
I mean, by all accounts, she is stalking him.
You think?
Yeah.
Baby Reindeer. He's just a bartender, Scott, and she walks in, and then his life gets turned upside down.
By the way, are we caving on this whole pickleball thing that quickly?
Yes.
It sounded like it.
We're all going to play tonight.
Wow. I'm ashamed. I mean, I'll be there, but I'm ashamed.
350 hours of voicemail messages.
Dana, some women are crazy.
And not all of it was like, I want to marry you, I want to be with you. Some of it was, one of the messages he showed the police in that trailer was, just had an egg for breakfast. Like, it's just constant reaching out.
And it's a true story.
Yes, it's a true story.
Okay, well, some women are crazy.
Well, yeah.
Are they not?
Yes. Here's the other reason I love it.
I could have made a joke right there, but I did not.
It's hard for people to understand why you wouldn't just say, leave me alone, which he does.
He tells her, leave me alone.
Yes.
Countless times.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, how did this go on for as long as it did?
He's not interested.
Does
he ever give in to her towards?
Scott, you know how it's hard for you to be mean to people? And if you were a bartender and someone came in who was down on their luck and didn't have any money and happened to be obese.
Oh.
Okay, that's got to be part of the discussion.
So she's a larger woman.
She is a much larger woman. You would be nice. You would be like, hey, let me get you a cup of tea on the house. It looks like you've had a rough day. And
some lettuce.
Wow. It would be hard for you to be mean to somebody even after
kidding.
It goes
that was a joke.
To an mm-hmm. extreme. Although most people listening would be like, no, I would have cut it off. But she just keeps showing up where you work. What are you supposed to do? Right?
Tell her to stop? No,
okay. And then that doesn't work. Then what do?
I don't know.
I'm stressed out just talking about it. And we watched Wednesday night.
Let me ask you. If you had somebody who stalked you, how would you handle it?
I think in the beginning I would have done the same thing. You're trying to be nice. You're just trying to be nice.
Okay.
And then it turns into this other thing and you're like, And I do think it would be different if it was a man stalking a woman. I don't think it would have been, 350 hours of voice messages before police maybe thought there's a problem here.
Or you get a restraining order.
Correct.
I mean, at that point,
part of the issue is he's a man.
Well, he's also
incredibly
lonely, according to the trailer.
Sam, I cannot wait. I texted Scott over the weekend. Please watch this so we can talk about it on Monday. That is everyone's homework this week, and then we'll bring it back once you guys see it.
I have Netflix. I will watch.
Oh my gosh!
What is it? Reindeer baby.
Baby reindeer.
A baby reindeer.
No, okay. He was too busy ruining kids' lives who were trying to lip sync.
Oh, it's just
you're horrible.
What are you talking?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh!
I'm kidding.
I was very kind. The gal who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow. My first words to her were, "You are adorable."
Oh,
you are adorable.
And you gave her a 9. You mentioned that.
I did give her a 9. That is correct. Okay, baby reindeer.
Run, do not walk, and we will talk about it when you have finished.
Okay. Can I just give you my real quick on Civil War?
Yeah?
It goes through the lenses of two photojournalists. I like the movie. I don't know why it's number one in America.
And you lost me at valet jog. If you tell me you want me to leave my house and go to a theater
and pay
$30, why are we even discussing the jog?
Because I'm trying to warn people that this movie is really not that great.
Okay. Because I'm not running or walking or valet jogging.
That's right.
Okay.
It's an okay movie. You never understand why the United States is involved in a civil war. There is some gratuitous violence. It's entertaining. I think the character building is good, but you never really understand why we're at war with each other.
Okay. I will not run.
And that bothered me.
Or walk or valet jog. I would like the last 2 minutes back, please.
I would watch it on Netflix. I would not pay $20 to go see it in the theater. That's all.
Okay.
913-586-7798.
Mm-hmm. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.